Newsbeat.
All right, well, stay where you are, please. Back to Ben soon. Before him, a bit of time to sort your prom outfit, if you haven't already. The BBC's Rachel Stonehouse is at one school making sure all its students can go, with help from the family of one teenager who never made it to hers.
Sophie's twin sister Lucy never got a chance to go to her prom after dying from sepsis the day before her exams were due to start.
Lucy didn't get to go to prom, she didn't get to wear her dress and show everyone how beautiful she was. We thought that maybe we want everyone else to feel beautiful on their own prom day and get everyone else the opportunity that Lucy never got to have.
She's so pretty.
Look at
her dresses.
Sophie's come here to Broadoak Academy in Weston-super-Mare to see the school's new prom shop, set up for students who otherwise might not be able to afford to go to the ball.
Oh, that one that I love that one.
More than 70 of the dresses have been donated by the Lucy Ellis Foundation, which Sophie and her family set up after Lucy died.
It literally feels like you're walking into an actual prom shop and just getting the full experience that a normal teenager should have, looking at prom dresses, trying them on.
Research by the Child Poverty Action Group has found some teenagers are being priced out of school celebrations, like prom, due to the rising cost of living. Around 40% of students here at Broadoak are on free school meals. That's compared to the national average of 23%. Bella Charman is one of the teachers who came up with the idea.
We've overheard students say, well, I can't, it's pointless even asking about going to prom. My parents can't afford it, so we're going to loan them out. It's not just this year 11 that will benefit, it'll be all year 11s that will benefit.
Oh!
Yeah, no,
is
that what I was
saying?
Like that? That's probably a tuxedo,
wasn't it? Some of the students have been given a sneak preview. So after trying on a few outfits, what do they make of the range on offer?
We've got a leopard print bow tie here, we've got a ring here, then we've got obviously a golden jacket, so what more could you want?
You can book an appointment quietly as well, so if you're worried about your financial situation or somebody else judging you for that, then you can have it just a private space. Fast fashion is a really big problem with the climate change and everything, and people who could like recycle or reuse these prom dresses will have futures for them.
For Sophie and her family, seeing this is also helping Lucy's legacy continue.
She loved dresses, didn't she? Yeah, she was the more dressy twin. I was more the tomboy. So she would be in here now drying every single dress possible. Literally every single dress. News Beat.